Don Carriker is our author of the week. The book is Lil Oliver, The Orphan Kitty.
Yep.
And this book was, you were inspired to write this book along with your wife.
Yes, Dawn.
Also Dawn, spelled differently.
Dawn and Dawn.
Dawn and Dawn. And so you wrote this book. You found the cat in the dumpster. She was dumpster diving, found a cat. And then you're like, hey, let's write a book about this. And then I also want to introduce particularly people that are watching on the live stream. We got Ron with us, and Ron Reese, he is the illustrator.
Yeah, he did the fabulous paintings. Actually, every painting was a 16 by 20, I believe, of a real painting. And Ron did over 25 of them, I believe. It was just, and I'll tell you how we got together and everything. The backstory is that we were sitting around at the lake. We've got an old houseboat that we fixed up. We were sitting around at the lake after we found Oliver, probably a year or two after that. And we were just jacking around and started writing a storyline about how we found Oliver in the dumpster, and we took him home. And he is a very odd cat. He has very peculiar non-cat-like behavior. We don't have a dog, never had a dog, but Oliver would dig at the wall or at the doors like a dog, and with his paws up on his back feet, he would play fetch, he all sorts of weird things. So we were just kind of musing about how those things came about. Well, that's what the storyline is about. So we wrote this story at the lake, and over a summer, just a couple of weekends, and we put it away. Nothing, didn't even think about it. Didn't have any drawings or anything. And back 6 years ago, almost 6 years ago, we found out that Dawn had a brain tumor. And not very many people know this, but she had a brain tumor. It was called an acoustic neuroma, and it was crushing her auditory nerve to her left ear. Make a long story short, that was while she was working at Springfield Public Schools. And Springfield Public Schools is run, or their insurance is run by MedPay. It's self-insurance. The school actually pays for, from what I understand, the school pays for the insurance, and they pay for the costs of things to be done. MedPay just kind of organizes it. We found out about this brain tumor. She was working. It was in the late fall, I believe, we found out. And when you have a brain tumor, let's say your wife, God forbid, she had a brain tumor, you would probably want to fly to Springfield, Missouri to have the operation, right? You'd want to be in Springfield, Missouri to have a brain tumor. Everybody flocks from all over the world to Springfield, Missouri to have a brain tumor. Yeah, to have brain tumor surgery. No, they don't. MedPay was making us, work through their, what do they call that? Your in-network. You're in network group to have this surgery done. Well, I did some investigating. I mean, I'm not, I like John Lilly says, I can read. I read up on this, and the different forms of surgery, one is extremely invasive, and we're talking about it was in the back part of her head, and the invasive part, if they'd mess up, she could end up with face droop like a stroke victim. She was in her 40s.
Yeah.
I didn't want that to have happen. So I looked into it. We found a much, much better surgery in California. So we appealed. And we appealed.
Because they wouldn't cover that.
They wouldn't cover it. They refused. We appealed numerous times through in front of a board and everything. And in front of MedPay and Springfield Public Schools. She was 10 years there. And they refused to do anything. They said, no, you've got to go local, or you can go to Barnes, St. Louis. Well, no, we wanted this. And I said, all I want you to do, just cover what you would cover here.
Right,
that's
sure.
All I care about.
You'll do the
difference. I'll cover the rest. We'll get the best surgery that I can find for her. Well, they kept refusing. Make a long story short, she started having difficulty swallowing. By that time, it's like, all right, forget it. Yeah. All bets are off. I don't care what happens. We're getting it done. We flew out to California for a endoscopic surgery. The difference here is on your surgery is they would have a hole the size of bigger than a silver dollar for the one here. There, they do it endoscopically. The hole's only the size of a dime, and they do it with cameras and high tech and all that. Went beautifully, perfectly. flew back. We were back home in 5 days, I believe, and showed them the results. Here's the results. Mm-hmm. Okay, long story short, they refused to pay a dime. Not a dime. Springfield Public Schools, and I'm going to make this public. We were on TV about this after it happened. They didn't pay a dime. They refused to pay a dime. And MedPay refused to pay a dime. So we're like, how are we going to? We borrowed money to have the surgery done. And after a little while, I was thinking, we have this story. Maybe we can publish it. So I talked with one of my friends at work who knew of an artist in Stratford, who is Ron Reese, and met Ron. And Ron and I had a conversation. And I even have one of the original emails when I contacted you. And you said that you were willing to do the illustrations pro bono. And that's where, you know, the God thing came in, is all this just kind of came together. And Ron was gracious enough to make some beautiful illustrations. And we worked for years. We just got it on the market just this year. And we had been working on it since, you don't believe this, 2015 is when we started, and this collaboration and everything. And it's a story about our cat and how peculiarities and differences, you don't try to be somebody else. You try to be who you are. And at the very end of the story, you'll find out what I'm talking about, of how Oliver finds his home, somebody to care for him at the very end.
So you found a dumpster cat.
Yep.
While drinking on the boat, you wrote a story.
That's about right, probably.
And then you're like, hey, wait a minute. There may be something here. And so the idea, I guess, behind publishing it was to help fund.
Yeah, that's the only reason. I mean, surgery. We probably never would have done anything had it not happened. And I believe that God had a hand in this, because I'm not a writer. I am an elementary teacher. Mm-hmm. I had written a small story in college because I had to. I'm not an artist by any stretch. Ron's artistry is fabulous. I mean, if you've been to my house,
Facebook,
that
live
is a
feed.
beautiful rendition of Oliver. And on the back, you'll see a picture of my wife holding Oliver, our buddy. And if you don't like cats, read the story anyway, because there's a lot of dogs in there. Because Oliver is trying to find his home, and he meets up with a lot of dogs. Mm-hmm. And dogs try to teach him how to be a dog, because everybody hates cats, right? And so, you know, you never hear about how 9 ways to skin a dog. It's 9 ways to skin a cat. So if it's a really neat story, and I think it was, inspired by God to help us. And Ron came into our life, and I'm going to let you talk a little bit. He's all silent over here.
Well, for me, it all happened. I got a great home loan with Don Kirk. And so during this home loan, things came up, and he was looking for an artist and wanting to do this. And I had done some things, but I'd never illustrated a book before. Mm-hmm. And so I saw this as a tremendous challenge, and he invited me over for dinner, and we talked, and I met Dawn, his wife. And I just thought I'd pack in with this objective they had, and it would be pretty neat. I had a background. I went to the Kansas City Art Institute, and I had been the art director for the United States Marine Corps 100th anniversary TV documentary film. And I'm in several collections. I went to Penn State, got a master's in painting, and subsequently ended up in New York City. And I had a painting in the World Trade Center. I'm in the collection of Chase Manhattan Bank, and also in the Springfield Art Museum permanent collection. So I began to research some stuff for Don.
I've got some of your original drawings.
Believe it or not, I didn't know how to draw a cat. I mean,
he didn't.
I couldn't. So I researched, bought every book I could think of, went to the library, did prints, all of the above. In 2 years, I learned how to draw a cat. So anyway, the result, I think, is a very interesting, heartfelt compilation of compositions that illustrate the unfairness and the struggles and the pain of life, but the ultimate victory that love brings to life.
How neat. And is this something?
This is the latest painting that I've done. This is Coulter Bay.
Wow. Here, I'll hold it up over here. I'll hold
Don can see it on Facebook.
The Tetons. This is Coulter Bay on Jackson Lake.
That's incredible work. Well, even when you, as you're listing your resume, and I think, I mean, it's like two different worlds coming together in the book here.
Yeah.
You've got this world-class illustrator, artist, right. And then, well, you.
Yeah, me. Dawn. You know,
found a dumpster cat and wrote a margarita-fueled book. And
I could identify with the dumpster a little bit, because in New York, the best dumpster in New York was at Macy's, and I was a dumpster diver. And you had to bring your tools, because Macy's would put the wonderful, wonderful stuff, just brand new stuff they just put in the dumpster.
No kidding.
And you had to stand in line, I mean, literally, to get it. But I'd dive in that dumpster.
Wow. I dove at once, these apartments. This was in the late 90s. A friend of mine lived in some apartments over off, it was just on this side of 65.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
Ingram
know.
Mill?
I don't know the name of, well, along there, yeah. I don't know which complex. I mean, I could point, but we got a bowling ball out of a dumpster there.
Oh, funny.
He kept it.
Did he use it?
I don't know if he did or not. He may have sold it.
This is going to sound terrible.
I can write a book about that.
You could. How you found a bowling ball.
I'll illustrate it.
You could draw bowling balls that you can do. Now, someone, they said if you need somebody to convert this into a short film, to let them know, somebody that does
a
that sort of thing.
Film.
Yeah, if you ever wanted to make a short
film. I've actually got a great idea for a playwright that it just came to me the other day.
Does it involve the cat?
No, it has nothing to do with cats, but I've never seen a movie about with a storyline like this.
Mm-hmm.
Fraudulent
elections.
So,
yeah, call me if you're interested in writing up a playwright, or what do they call that? Script to a movie, I guess.
Yeah.
Screenplay.
Thank you. Screenplay. I figure the artist would know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it would be interesting. But, yeah, getting back, Dawn, she couldn't be here because she's working again. She'd retired from Springfield Public Schools, and she's now working at Immaculate Conception with 4-year-olds. And so she loves that. And so she's working right now. But she's a sweetheart. She's been through hell. I hope I can say that. She's still deaf in one ear, still has some residual effects, but she takes it all in stride. You would never know in talking to her, in, you know, whatever, you'd never know that she'd been through this. And it was about a 5.5-hour surgery, and a lot of headache, pain, and everything afterward. Mm-hmm. And it's a very common thing. Acoustic neuromas, from what I found out, are very common in females. And so if there's anybody else that's listening that has had issues with med pay and not paying, I found from a number of people while we were going through this that, yeah, there's some serious problems there. And if we can bring them to account to do what they're supposed to be doing, and that's taking care of their employees, then maybe I should talk to Christy and
Well, I'm just surprised Obamacare didn't take care of it.
No, it's before Obamacare.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, this was 6 years ago. So I don't know how. Yeah,
I think Obamacare was before. Well, think about Trump was 4 years ago.
Yeah,
and Obama, it was during the first 2 years of his presidency.
It had to be 6 years ago,
because that's when Democrats controlled everything. Because
I looked it up, 14 or. Well, actually, no, the surgery was before that. So,
well, even if it retroactively, I'm sure it'll take
care of it. Yeah, no. You know me, I'd rather try and take care of myself. And it's not like people say, oh, you ought to put something on, what's that site for begging for money?
Oh, GoFundMe.
GoFundMe?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not going
to
do that.
I call that digital panhandling.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, I'm a conservative. I'd rather just do something. And
right, produce something for people.
You can actually buy the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all that. Look up L.I.L. Oliver, The Orphan Kitty, and you'll see it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all that. And
well, and of course.
God willing, we'll.
And we've seen just in terms of if people don't want to, go into ABC Books, which sponsors this. So we've had people. We had a gal call in the other day and said she had something ordered, and the next day it was at her house. I mean, a faster turnaround than even Amazon sometimes. So yeah,
well, I'm gonna have to go talk to them. And see
do ABC
interested.
Books North Glenstone, because they sponsor Author of the Week, and
absolutely,
and, that is Lil Oliver, The Orphan Kitty. We'll get links up and everything also at KSGF.com.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Right. Well, sorry it took so long. Don had mentioned this forever and a day ago to me, and I was like, yeah, we'll do Author of the Week.
I didn't ask
for one. It's not like I was waiting. I just don't want to feel like I. You,
yeah.
neglected me or anything.
I brought
you
one
didn't
for you. And I gave out a couple last Friday, too.
Yes, I did. I saw that at our Friday Roadshow at Scramblers. And so anyway, I was like, you know what? I totally forgot. And then Sarah's like, we'll put you on this upcoming week.
Yeah, she was on
See,
it.
See, that's how you get things done around here is you talk to Sarah.
Sarah's awesome.
She produces results.
Yes.
She's a producer. Yeah, see how I did that? Don Carrick, Ron Reese, thank you both so very much. It's really nice to meet you. And, yes, all right.
I'll bring some books tomorrow at the breakfast.
All right, fantastic. So. Do a little book signing there?
Yeah, a little book signing. Why not?
You need to get a stamp that's a duplicate of little...
His foot paw?
Yeah, little Oliver's foot paw.
And that would be fun. I can do that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Or just bring him along and an ink pad.
Yeah, he doesn't like being around a big crowd of people. Yeah.
Don Carricker, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.